Well, there's a few things I know about the power to that site and some of the things that went on there, but not suitable for discussion over the air. But I was concerned about that. Is that something that's going to end up falling on the city and, i.e., the taxpayers to deal with and take care of if there's damage or other problems there? And I hope that a solution can be struck and avoid any other problems.
Well, I think ultimately I think the state owns the dam, so it would ultimately fall on the DNR, and they have plenty of presence around there. We were there Saturday morning, 11 o'clock Saturday morning, beautiful, bright, sunny day. Cold as heck, sunny, really pretty day. Took a bunch of pictures. There were 10 Consumers Energy trucks working at the substation there. And the story is that they're trying to get temp power, you know, back to the hydro. Assumably to operate the gates. The other thing that they did is overnight they pulled the doors, you know, the actual guillotine doors that operate those other, all the open chutes, I think there's 6, they actually removed those doors to give them more capacity through those chutes and tunnels. And I think that made a little bit of a difference too. My situation in my yard has actually gotten better since this morning. So, you know, they've got their little ready, set, go plan. They were talking about, you know, when it got to 12 inches, they would institute the ready plan. Well, that happened overnight, and about 5:30 in the morning, they gave that alert. And then a couple hours later, it was back up to 13.75, or should I say down to 13.75. So I'm not exactly sure where it is this minute, but over the course of the last 24 hours, it got way worse, and now it's already slightly receding. And, yeah, I think I know what you were going to say, but okay on the offline discussion at a later time.